concentration camps supported by U.S. corporations, in spite of the fact that they thought Transkei was well in their hand. The so-called hand-picked puppet rebelled against the Union of South Africa and led his state out of the Union of South Africa, even though surrounded and landlocked, and they've declared their independence from the dreaded fascist regime. A virtual gang war seems to be brewing between the Progressive Labor Party and the Los Angeles Police Department. At the same time, the PLP is using the incident to bolster its claim that it is the only group that is fighting the racist cops and to schedule demonstrations in opposition to what it calls the merciless fascist tactics of Los Angeles Police that brought about 18 deaths of blacks and Chicanos and Indians over Easter weekend. LAPD, of course, is now under a very, very known, widely known fascist, and the LA police chief formerly, Davis, has now resigned to run for governorship of California against Brown and is some 10 to 12 points ahead in the polls. He, again, is one of those that's calling for gallows so that people can use lynch mob rule to avenge themselves from crime. Just an excuse to commit racist acts against the poor, against we who are black and brown. This is the terrible danger, the terrible danger. The Revisionist Communist Party has shifted its position on the Equal Rights Amendment. Until recently, the Communist Party argued that ERA would gut protective labor legislation for women and destroy affirmative action programs. But the party found itself increasingly isolated from the women's movement and embarrassed by its position. It is now offering backhand support, although it has not openly announced or criticized its former stance. The Communist Party, or I should say the Revisionist Communist Party, was formerly following the Peking line, but it broke away a few days ago and now is more a supporter of Albania's point of view. Of course, this paper is not for the Revisionist Communist line and obviously puts the Albanian-led party, the Communist Party, RCPR, in a bad light. In an article in March, issue of Political Affairs, the Communist Party of China, formerly of China, which broke away from China's allegiance now, is theoretical journal, an article entitled ERA New Trends, New Developments states that there are new factors which make it possible for the Communist Party revised to support the Equal Rights Amendment that the women are seeking to get passed, but looks not very encouraging throughout the USA. An attempt to crush apartheid sports. The worldwide movement against South Africa's concentration camps, that's at the tip of South Africa, find it. You know every nation on that map because you will be tested. You have to know all these areas of world change, essential to knowledge. Without knowledge, there cannot come socialist sensitivity. One cannot be sensitive, one cannot be loyal to one another in a state of ignorance. So we are demanding, as a town forum and a participatory democracy as we are, and through the office that is the final representative of the will of the people, that all people must know world events, news, and you'll be tested far, far, far more thoroughly than ever before. Anyway, the worldwide movement against South Africa's racist, apartheid, racial separated sports system is rapidly gaining ground. Protests have taken place all over the years throughout, particularly the nations of Greece, Italy, Spain, all the African nations, Asian nations, and the Soviet alliance and the Warsaw Pact. Even New Zealand is being forced to take some stand against having Union of South Africa in the play sports in their nation. Canada, as you know, was forced to take a stand because of the brave Quebec province that voted for self-rule and actually a separate state. Quebec has been taking a decisive position for third world liberation, and furthermore, an adamant position that all trade and commerce be broken with a dreaded fascist apartheid regime upheld by U.S. monopoly capitalist corporations. This is a brave stand for the French-speaking people of Canada in its easternmost province. Look at your map and find out when it is made of Quebec. That may be, in days to come, a separate state with a world consciousness, a third world consciousness, and they're moving more and more in the direction of a socialist perspective. This, I think, very well sums up the news. Always new things come to my mind. Juvenile crime is on the increase in all cities of USA by some 67%, according to the FBI. The FBI has said they will defy court orders under freedom of information that demands that they, the Justice Department, involving a case with the Socialist Worker Party, that they have to turn over all court order materials, FBI files, and so forth about the informants that were in the Socialist Worker Party. The FBI has given a fair indication of reactionary backing to such a degree that they're going to defy this court order, was a statement of the FBI office. Mercenaries fighting for the United States in Angola through Zaire, look at your map, were driven out by the crack forces trained and equipped by the Soviet and Cuban brave warriors, vanguards of liberation in Africa. The Zimbabweans rounded up some 1,971 people and put them through torture, members and families of the Patriotic Front in Zimbabwe or Rhodesia. However, the Patriotic Front under Joshua Chimamanda drove through with one of his task force, aided by Cubans and Zambians and Mozambiques, and rescued some 1,870 of the 1,971. And most of the terrorist police, the torturers trained by CIA operatives and U.S. tax dollars, were killed. The other 100 have not been located, but they did flee from the concentration camp-like reserve where they were being held. This included children and everything else. The Nazi Party, U.S., the most prominent Nazi Party, the United States, is now under the leadership of Frank Collin, himself of Jewish descent, who is a madman who has been leading Nazi demonstrations throughout the entire United States and has headquartered his vastly growing and increasing membership in Chicago. I cannot think of any other news. Now the United States is trying to take the dead memory of Marcus Garvey, who stood against everything the United States represents, stood for black liberation, and was jailed and framed by U.S. Postal Service on mail fraud and other felonious crimes, and was forced to live in self-exiled imprisonment abroad. Now they're trying to enshrine him by naming a museum after him. There is no sanctity amongst capitalists. Nothing is sacrosanct. Nothing is sacred. They will take the dead heroes that fought with their last breath capitalism after they're dead and try to institutionalize them and brainwash the people to believe that Marcus Garvey was a supporter of the American system, which he fought with all of his moral conscience to the very day he died. Marcus Garvey, who represented the Black Back to Africa movement, never once recanted, even though he died a lonely man, self-imprisoned in exile, forced by the United States government. Instant crib death, a silent killer, is much on the increase. Abuse of children has increased 500 some times, says Washington authorities. It's not uncommon to find in every city hundreds and even into the thousands of children killed by parents. Child abuse is one of the worst crimes in capitalism today due to alienation and insecurity. We shall see more and more of this happening. Dollar erosion abroad is shaking the home economy again today as the dollar again plummeted due to Chrysler Corporation announcing that it was going to have to hike its retail prices or not be able to continue to function. The Japanese have said that they will consider reducing their tariff barriers and protectionist policies, but will have to wait on an emergency conference in Bonn, Germany, that the U.S. has said must take place, or that the entire capitalist system will be in danger of collapse. I think that this is basically the essentials of the news for the day. We hope that you will study. Be sure indeed that you study the new laws about thievery, the worst crime against the people. Stealing from the property class is one thing. Stealing from the people is the gravest criminal act. All people must turn in to the central supply a list of their possessions and property. Anyone who's ever been involved in stealing on a major basis or brought up for the town forum for discipline must immediately get yours in. Now, if you fail, every member of Jonestown, if you fail in turning in your list of property to central supply, and that will be then passed on to our fine recording secretary of the Jonestown community, Vernetta Christian, you will be brought up for discipline, because it's our only way that we can control thievery in this community. We have some ironclad ways of controlling it. You still have approximately 3 hours That is, I'm giving this news at 4:15. By the time the steering committee of the Women's Revolutionary Socialist Movement meets at 6:15 on this Tuesday night, you had better have made restitution with me in the radio office and brought back things you stole. I'll make full explanation to be sure that nothing is in your possession, because there will be spontaneous, sporadic, and many emergency checks unannounced into your homes and property. So be sure you take advantage of this amnesty. If you return things now before the 6:15 hour of the steering committee of the Women's Revolutionary Socialist Movement, required by all women to attend the main meeting at 7 o'clock, all women must attend to be able to combat chauvinism and gain your own emancipation. Then thereafter is steering committee, central committee for the entire Jonestown community. And of course the movie will be shown. Children of the Dam, we have very little much more time to observe it. And the Day of the Jackal. It should become of important interest, and all schools are to instruct the meaning of the Children of the Damned, which carries a high moral message, as well as revolutionary sentiments are carried in the Day of the Jackal. Thank you very much. Give music now that people would like, because I do want to give my children their diversified test and taste of music. Be sure that we do develop taste, though, more for such symphonies as Beck, who was a devoted communist and went to jail, for Victor Harl, who died never succumbing to the CIA, our tax-supported dollars that cruelly tortured him from USA. He never succumbed and never once gave information on one of his comrades. Develop taste in your music and art. I do love you very, very much.